Welcome to your daily devotional for December 14th, Myrrh. Matthew chapter 2 and verse 11. And when they had come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented gifts to him, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These wise men from the east came from afar to see baby Jesus in the house. They were led by his messianic star to the very place where the Christ child was. They knew him to be the newborn king of Israel and demonstrated faith in him by their efforts and actions. These wise men brought gifts to Jesus. So too ought we to bring him gifts, our heart of worship, every time we come to him in prayer. Today's devotional will focus on the last of the three gifts listed in our text, myrrh. Myrrh has at least three different uses and meanings. First, it was used for beauty, as a perfume and body treatment. Esther was prepared 6 months with oil of myrrh and 6 months with perfumes and preparations for beautifying women. Psalm 45 is a messianic psalm and uses myrrh metaphorically as it relates to the sweetness of God our Savior. It reads, "All your garments are scented with myrrh." Myrrh was also used to dull pain. At the cross, they gave him wine mingled with myrrh to drink, but he did not take it. Finally, and most importantly regarding the symbolism in our text, myrrh was a burial spice. It speaks of suffering and death. Jesus came into the world as a king, gold, and as the God-man, frankincense. But he also came into the world to die, myrrh. At his burial, we read the following. And Nicodemus, who at first came to Jesus by night, also came, bringing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pounds. Our Savior lived to die, and today is risen. Because of his work done for us, those who have faith in him live forevermore. Jesus came into the world to die that you and I may live. Think of it. What amazing love is this?